And you know, you get an opportunity to help shape what's going on. Do you think that where we're heading, or at least where it seems like we're heading, with regards to advertising and marketing in this part of the 21st century is good? Do you think it's not good? Isn't it interesting to me, to the point of being intriguing, that at the exact same time that we have more of a display of acceptance of peoples of color and of peoples of color being intimately connected with white people, peoples of color. I mean, mixing it up. And at the same time that we're seeing that, which is so beautiful, we're also seeing the display of hatred stepped up significantly. Yes, I told you about those two parallel events that we'd be seeing. And that's what we're seeing. Well, some of these companies you may not know as much about. Others of them you might be thinking, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know all about that company. Or I know a lot about that company. Ever-growing multicultural America. These CMOs, chief marketing officers, continue to create winning strategies that push their companies to perform successful diverse marketing and facilitate growth and generate more consumer awareness so that people are more willing to buy their products, avail themselves of the services offered by these companies. Cheryl Atkins Green is one of the chief marketing officers, and she's with Mary Kay Incorporated. Very interesting. You know, I was noticing just a few days ago a SUV that had a lot of the information about Mary Kay on the back lift gate and the window, and on the side of the passenger door. May have had it on the driver's side as well, driver's side door as well, but I saw it definitely on the front passenger door, the words Mary Kay. And I couldn't help but think, wow, I think this lady is really excited about what she's doing. I'm assuming that the lady who was in the SUV is the person who is the Mary Kay rep, especially since usually when it's about Mary Kay, it's usually about the ladies doing their thing. Mary Kay Incorporated. So Cheryl Atkins Green leads Mary Kay's global marketing strategy, as well as their brand positioning, their new product development, their advertising, and their digital marketing initiatives. How many of you small business owners are really working to have a strong digital marketing presence? Well, Cheryl's work has helped drive some long-term growth and has also supported more than 3 million independent beauty consultants. Did you realize Mary Kay had that many quote-unquote employees? I'm putting that in quotes now. Quote-unquote employees. 3 million independent beauty consultants. You know, I think about that, and one question that comes to my mind is, wow, 3 million? How is it that they have any way of getting to new customers with that many consultants? 3 million? But remember now, this is a global company. And how many of you listening to me now have never ever been approached by a Mary Kay representative? So you think about the people who have been approached, yeah, but also think about the number who have not been approached. In fact, it would be interesting if some of you were to just start asking around, hey, have you ever sat down with a Mary Kay consultant? What did she tell you? What did you buy? And just be ready to ask just a few questions about, hey, were you pleased with? And getting that information, but also just getting an idea of what percentage of the people you know personally has been or has not been approached by a Mary Kay representative? I'm only mentioning that again because even though 3 million consultants, there's a lot of consultants, I'm pretty sure there's room for them. Yes, indeed, there's room. Phyllis Anderson serves as Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Express Scripts Incorporated. How many of you have ever done business with Express Scripts? I don't know, so some of you are thinking, wait a minute now, Express Scripts, who are they? Exactly what do they do? Well, they're headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri, and they provide integrated pharmacy benefit management services that include network pharmacy claims processing, home delivery pharmacy services, specialty pharmacy benefit management, all that through its subsidiary, Accredo. But they also provide benefit design consultation, drug utilization review, formulary management, medical and drug data analysis services to manage drug plans for health plans, self-insured employers, and government agencies, both as administrator of employee benefits and public assistance groups. Phyllis Anderson, Senior VP and CMO of Express Scripts Incorporated. Phyllis is responsible for corporate branding, corporate communications, division marketing and marketing services, and she's credited with helping to reinvigorate the brand. They got into a little bit of trouble a while back, and she helped bring them back to life, redefining their value proposition and positioning the company in a more positive light with the company's clients. They were on the verge of losing some major clients. And I tell you, it is no small feat when we talk about Phyllis Anderson having come on board and turned things around so that the company not only stayed alive, but also began to thrive again, on the way towards it at any rate. Leilani M. Brown is Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Star Companies. More than 20 years of insurance marketing and strategy experience is what she has under her belt. And she oversees Star's strategic marketing. Strategic marketing. You've heard that again. How many of you are kind of excited about the concept of strategic marketing? She handles that, brand management, advertising, corporate communications. And I know a lot of you really like the idea of communicating for a specific corporation. You're well-spoken. You're able to really connect with people. You may want to think about advertising / marketing. Part of the reason that I'm sharing this information with you, and we're talking about some ladies who are holding some of the highest positions that can be held in advertising and marketing. Ms. Brown implements some pretty clear, simple goals and has increased brand awareness with Star's target audience. And then we have Tracy D. Brown. She's Senior Vice President and Chief Member Officer at Sam's Club. She manages a team of more than 2,000 employees, and she's responsible for growing and developing the Sam's Club membership base by acquiring, engaging, and retaining new members. She understands the value of having a strong connection. I do mean a strong connection. Again, I was just sharing with you, some of you really know how to connect with people. Now, there's more to it than that now. There's more to it than just knowing how to connect with people. You got to pull it all together. Understanding advertising, marketing, promoting. Understanding, communicating effectively.
All right. Hello.
So, strong connection with diverse consumers. How are you when it comes to diverse hiring practices? Because, you know, as a person who will be in a position of authority, you will also make some decisions regarding hiring. Stay with me. When we come back, I want us to take a look at Another success story of a different kind, though, where Black Enterprise lets us in on a group who has been doing a great job of helping young men become well-educated so they can do their part to improve quality of life for themselves when they get to this, their family, but also the community. I'll be right back.